I'm tired of waiting.
You know, no more waiting, dude.
You can only make yourself so comfortable. Adam has to go to the bathroom 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a water.
He slowly leaks piss.
Yeah.
Out of his dick.
I do. I'm a professional. I wait until halfway through the show.
That's right.
To get up.
That's always good.
That's that dumb shit. People are like, well, you got to piss before you hit the road.
No Why? Way. Piss yourself.
Yeah, you piss in a bottle.
Yep. Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
The classic.
Yeah.
Sometimes I piss in Tupperware.
Yeah.
Sometimes I piss in a big Deer Park bottle.
He's like Aladdin, and he's like, he's a prince now, and he's like, mm-hmm. yo, like, maybe we can go, he gets Princess Jasmine, he's like, maybe we'll spend a weekend at Delaware Water Gap. And they get on the carpet, uh-huh. and going for a long carpet ride, and
of
she's
course.
Like,
to Delaware from Arabia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's where you go on vacation.
Of course.
When you get money.
Of course you go to the Delaware. What did you say?
The Delaware Riviera.
The Water Gap.
The Water Gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's not a Riviera. It's a Water Gap.
I'm sorry. I'm Europilled now.
I didn't know there
I
was a
stuff like
I didn't
that.
Know there was a Riviera in Delaware. Or
a
Water Gap.
It's a Water Delaware.
It's
water
a water
what
gap.
Exactly is a Water Gap?
It's something that only exists in Pennsylvania.
But is also.
It's a
Oh, it's so a, it's a top. Part of Pennsylvania named Delaware.
Oh, the Delaware River, you mean.
You're really triggering Adam's fact.
Stop, you've been to Philly 100 times. You know the Delaware River.
It's the Delaware River. I really don't. I'm not a fucking gay bitch that keeps track of shit like that.
Of rivers?
I have no idea what the fuck the... Why the fuck would I know what the river's called?
It's called the Delaware Water Gap because it's from the Delaware River.
I thought it was in Delaware until he said it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, then why the... Okay.
I didn't
then
know
why
what he
the
was
fuck
about.
Are you talking about the Delaware River now?
Because he said the Delaware River.
I heard
River.
Delaware Water Gap, and what the fuck do I assume?
Because that was the context clue that I picked up on. I'm sorry.
You can't listen. You can't both be stupid and.
I'll make it easy for you. It's the Poconos.
Okay. Great. Listen, I'm with you now that you're telling me that. I get it, but
mm-hmm.
Adam came in here like he knew stuff. Mm-hmm. Turns out,
while
he
was,
but he was just as ignorant.
I'm hella ignorant.
You
though.
Are, dude.
I'm ignorant as shit.
So the poker. So Jasmine and Aladdin are going
right,
to the poker.
So that's the thing. He's in the back. I could have just said the thing.
Yep.
He comes out and now
I'm
all,
sorry.
It's fucking 15 minutes on why it's called the Delaware Water Gap. It's the Riviera.
I'm interested too. I like geography.
She's got a piss. And, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't want her to find out that she's like, oh, can I just piss in this? And it's the lamp. And he's like, but he doesn't want to be like, well, it's just Robin Williams lives in there.
Yep.
And I'm actually a poor faggot.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, sure, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Robin Williams.
So she
just
puts
in
the lamp in her pussy and she's
she just
pisses
into the nose part of the lamp.
That would be a crazy amount of... urethra control on her
well
part.
She's a princess, but she's dirty, she's still Arabian, you know, she can piss in a lamp on the road,
but wouldn't she spray piss?
No,
you tell me she would stream with even with a cock.
Look, keep in mind how these people go to the bathroom now.
Mm-hmm. Right,
this is
we all know
millions of years ago.
Right this so is this the prehistoric era.
Yeah, and yeah. So like they still don't have bathrooms.
So are you saying they have long pussies back then?
No, everything's the same, but you know, like the English, they said, look, we're not going to shit in the hole in the ground anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to invent tubes that lead down to the dungeons, and we're going to shit in those.
I guess my only thing is, if anything, I would think pissing in a lamp is more elegant.
Well, we got to get to the part where Robin Williams
is drinking her piss.
He's drowning in piss in the lamp, and he's like, ooh, what's this? She's like, what is that noise? And Aladdin's just turning up the radio.
Right. She's,
blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's like lemonade. Lady lemonade. I mean, the next first time she meets the genie,
mm-hmm.
he's like yellow. He's green.
Right,
now.
Yeah.
Oh.
He fucked up her. That's how fucking yellow her piss is.
That's well, smart.
He's blue.
He's blue and,
and then it
to
mixes.
Green.
Yeah.
I always did like that in elementary school.
How colors can mix.
They let us
well, you learn. You learn by pissing.
You learn by pissing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into that blue toilet water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, I fucking love science.
IFL, dude.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Call me fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson, and not due to
Neil deGrasse Tyson
raping. Or pour my dick out or whatever. Yeah. On a telescope. You think he was like, check out this fucking asteroid?
Yeah.
And then he went to the other side and hung his balls.
An observatory.
Yeah.
Just standing there with his penis on the top of it. Just running up
he's
the
right.
steps.
Yeah. He's climbing a ladder.
No, one second. give me a second.
Don't open your eyes. I'll tell you to go.
Yeah, set it 15 degrees down, bubble. And look that. Now look. Now look at the.
He's just jacking off.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I guess that would be sexual assault still.
I don't know.
If you're separated, but how long is the telescope?
Well,
Your Honor, how long does the telescope have to be?
She was peeping on him, let's be honest.
He set her up to peep.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, the science changed.
Yeah.
It was sexual assault, but now it's not. The science has changed.
Science.
So unless you're anti-science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things change, and then you update your hypothesis.
Mm-hmm. You saw that tweet of his where he was like, we're just pieces of carbon.
I did not.
In a meaningless universe.
All of his tweets are like that.
Yeah.
He tweets the gayest, like, Reddit, like, Facebook, IFS. I mean, it really is like that shit.
He's cloud hungry.
Last year, he had a tweet that was like, what if I told you there was a molecule that will kill you if you consume too much of it, that, you know, but it's 70% of the world.
Oh, he's talking about water.
He's talking, yeah, did that like?
Ugh, and shut up!
That molecule, my friends, is water.
H2O.
And this is like in the middle of the. Or he's probably being accused of rape.
Yeah. He probably called it dihydrogen oxide or something shit like that,
right.
Where they can like change how it.
Yeah. And he's like Newton. They thought an apple fell on Newton's head, but what actually happened is the apple was pulled to Newton's head by gravity. And like the first reply is like, you raped me in 1977.
Newton was on that gay shit, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's where they were saying he was sus.
Yeah.
That's why he was sitting under a tree thinking about guys, you know?
You think it was maybe...
He was so distracted thinking about cock.
You think it was
apple.
Maybe a bukkake that he figured out gravity?
Yeah, it was
some
actually...
guy jacked off on his face from a balcony?
Yeah.
And that's how it happened?
And he's like, by George, I've got it. Yeah. But it would be cool if Neil deGrasse was like...
It's like the Rapunzel started off. That was actually Newton.
Oh.
And then they turned it into... You know, that gay-ass story about the knight and the bitch with the hair that's too long?
Yep. Yeah. So it was originally Newton trying to get cock. Some guy climbed up to Newton's window while he was doing math. So Newton would suck his cock.
Dude, I watched Gods and Monsters last night.
Sounds like an awesome title.
I don't know. Apple TV just got into, like, recommending, like, period dramas. I don't know why. I think I rewatched Amadeus. And then like, my recommendations were all, like, dangerous.
The lady in Amadeus has some great breasts.
You know what?
I remember
you know what's
that.
Crazy? Is I almost sent them to you.
I would have been really happy to
see
them.
Because I was like, Stav would appreciate it.
That's sweet.
I was like, Stav.
She has awesome tits. And also, let me say this. I've been watching Bosch.
Yeah.
And the lady... She's like a famous actress. She's old in Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hide her tits, but I had like a sixth sense. I'm like, I think her tits are big.
So you had to do that.
So I did a little
Google
research.
Image.
Humongous breasts.
What's the actress?
In her youth. I don't remember. You would recognize her. She's like a character actress.
Should I just Google Bosch
she
bitch?
Honey Chandler, I believe, is her.
Ooh,
is
Honey
title.
Chandler.
Yeah, she is a prosecutor. She's a defense attorney who gets people off, the bad guys off. But anyway, sorry, Amadeus, Gods and Monsters.
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, it's I'm like,
this
I'm trying to escape
Thank
all
you.
The period drama recommendations.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing I landed on was Gods and Monsters, which have you seen in?
No, I have not.
It's about the guy who directed Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, who was like a homo.
Oh, shit.
But he was also a Frankensteiner or a Nosferatu kind of guy?
No, he just happened to direct Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein. But it's like the end of his life. The movie's the end of his life, and he's living in his house. He doesn't direct anymore. And he just keeps trying to fuck, like, boys that come by the house.
That's awesome.
And before he can get any bussy, he has a stroke.
What? He never gets... He never
fucks? So it opens, and like this gay journalist comes by, and he's like...
for every question you want me to answer.
It's Ian McKellen. Is,
oh, God. Yeah,
so he is gay.
Yeah, he's like, I will answer any one of your questions. And for each question I answer, you will respond in kind by removing an article of your clothes.
Oh, it's Billy Madison studying scene.
Yeah, so he's like,
wow.
Then the journal, and this is supposed to be like 1957, and the journalist is like, "So the rumors are true," and he's like, "Just this Perez Hilton," and then by like he gets him down to his underwear, and he was like, "What was it like meeting George Cukor?"
Uh-huh.
And fucking Ian McKellen like just drops his cigar, and he's like,
No, he dies before he even gets
he's having a stroke, and then and then he gets sweet on Brendan Fraser, who's the gardener.
Oh, nice.
And Brendan Fraser is like, you know, he's like, I made friends with the director, and then
really nice.
Is that's real?
Her name is Mimi Rogers. Yeah,
Mimi Rogers.
I don't know where. I mean, these are fat titties, bro.
Wow.
And she look. You know, they look good now. Okay, here's a little fucking. Imagine yourself in this guy's shoes. Yeah,
brother. I tell you,
they look.
I tell
awesome.
You what?
Oh, and here's she's lying down.
You know, and they're still up? Big.
They're
I'm
awesome.
32 years old. Yeah. I've seen. A million pair, and it's just you'd think as you get older, it gets worse.
No,
yeah, exactly. It really does get worse
because your mind
it really
is
does get
more
worse.
Feeble.
Just awesome stuff.
I mean, literally, I'm going to turn into the guy I was just describing.
just for big man.
Yeah,
just in my house, you know,
100%.
My housekeeper coming by, mm-hmm. like you know. Yep. Do you need anything from the store before I go out? You know, and I'm like, could you bend over and pick up my pen? I assume you're dropping. And she does, and I'm like,
yeah.
Having a stroke.
100%.
The doctor's like, we told you, you got to stop being fucking horny.
You're still looking pretty good. And
the blood, your dick has been sealed off. It's been walled off like a room that a child died in.
I do think I would.
Your circulatory system considers it haunted. It's a place that no cell may dare trespass, lest ye be haunted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I could definitely see myself not being horny at some point in my life. Just getting, you know, being like a fat old guy that like, you know, whittles or some shit. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get pussy.
No. Now you showed me that pair because I'm not even horny. It's just like
yeah, that's true.
But it was a remarkable pair.
Your tits are awesome.
It was a stop you in.
It
your
literally.
Tracks
is,
pair.
I think about what would be ideal, and it's like having a sit down interview with that woman, and you know, like I have nothing to say. So if you're interviewing me, it's questions like you know. What do you think happened to the smokehouse turkey sandwich at Panera Bread?
Right,
will they
right,
ever bring
right.
it back?
And, right, right.
And then I, you know, I'm just like, let me stop you right there. Maybe just let me pull them out. Maybe I can put my
let
head
me
in
put
there.
Let me suck them for
let
a second.
Let me say just a second.
And you jack me off for like 3 minutes, and then I'm good.
That doesn't work even.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
It's but like, I just want to feel your hand on my cock. I don't even have to bust. Yeah. I have to suck your titties. I feel your hand.
And
on
we
my
can
cock.
Go right back to the
and
Panera
right
Bread
and
stuff.
It said, give me 7 minutes. A little
we
7 minutes.
We talk
minutes.
About the chicken Fontega.
We can do. We're gonna do a lot of time on the chicken Fontega. Yeah. A really good sandwich with staying power.
It's good. It's yeah. good. The smokehouse turkey was the king. But, you know, I understand.
Yeah, I was always a Fontega guy, I must say.
I don't know, man. That smokehouse turkey.
I just can't. I'm not a turkey guy in general.
I know, but you do it right. You're getting the benefit of like a... I mean, I guess chicken's also a lean meat.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
But there's too much... There's some. It just feels too much like poultry turkey. There's an extra poultry taste to it. The chicken lacks. Chicken's more of a clean meat.
Yeah,
and this is the kind of shit I would say right after getting my dick jacked for like 35 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Gamier, thank you, Adam.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'd be so like, let me ask you, Mimi Rogers, have you ever been to Roy Rogers? She's like, she's all charm.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to take you there. So.
And by the way, she's still hot, old as shit. Yeah. Like she's got a different charm to her now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because she knows now. Mm-hmm. She knows.
It's like when a shooting guard learned like his back to the basket moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like MJ on the Wizards, he was like shrewd.
Yeah.
She's lost craftier. Her athleticism, but she's craftier.
Yeah. She's a more mature.
Being a disgusting old man charming young women by knowing a lot about fast food.
You know, Grimace was actually the original hamburger. He was the one that stole all the hamburgers. And then they retconned him. He was no longer a villain. Now he's not of much use anymore at all. Similar to myself, I feel. Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had a big pair of tits to suck on.
She gets to the last button, and this when the stroke hits. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
She's like quickly rebuttoning her shirt. What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Please keep going.
This happens.
Should I call 911? No. Let me die.
Let me die looking at your breasts. Get my cock pump out and let me die looking at your breasts.
That's beautiful.
Well, anyways, Brendan Fraser just plays like this, like fucking gardener. That's like, you know, I guess this is back when he was hot. So Ian McKellen.
This is an old movie.
It's from '98, and he's
I was thinking young, fat Brendan Fraser.
Fraser.
And it was like a mature gay relationship.
No,
that would have been nice.
No,
yeah,
but I mean, this is young Brendan Fraser.
He's an impressionable boy.
It's funny because it's like it feels like from that era where you could just make openly gay movies, but it's before, you know. It's the late '90s. It's kind of like the peak of like liberalism, I guess, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can show
the Macarena's.
You can show homosexuality, but you can also show it in the sense of it like being this predatory old man that
which is what it is.
most of the time. And that didn't read that would still seem kind of libertine and
It seemed like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
We're giving these people this is representation.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
How most gay relationships are old gay predators.
Right. Whereas now, if you like show gay media, it has to be like sexless or a teen escaping their conservative family something.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like it has to be synonymous with being a victim.
Yeah.
Because that it represents like some kind of like moral purity.
You're overcoming something.
Rather than it just being
it can't
like,
be a guy that might as well be Harvey Weinstein, but he's gay.
For cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cock version of Harvey Weinstein.
So he's like, can I draw you? And he's like asking to draw. I might put the movie on because there's a scene in it that is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
Is because he has these strokes, so he's.
So he directed Frankenstein.
Directed Frankenstein,
but he's gay.
Yeah, it's a true story. James Whale, the director.
Nice.
And so he has like Brendan Fraser sit for him. He wants.
Do we see Brendan Fraser's cock in the film?
No, you don't see his cock. But
pass.
He invites Brendan Fraser into his art studio, and there's just like a picture of a man's penis on the ground.
That's awesome.
And he's like, "Did you paint all these?"
He's like,
"He must be pretty famous."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "I have to draw you," or whatever. And, you know, he's not showing him the drawings. They're all just scribble or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, you just want to paint my face, right? I'm not doing anything, you know, like.
I'm not doing any gay shit.
Yeah, he's like, that's all I, you know, just my face. And then as soon as he sits down, he's like, oh, your shirt is completely wrong. You have to take it off. You know? He's like, now, wait a minute, Buster. You told me it was just. And then he's like, don't be
he's
such
like, breathe into this rag.
He's like, don't, literally, yes. He puts a gas mask on.
Really?
But it's just a gas mask, and Brendan Fraser's like, "Get this thing off of me!" And he's just sitting there naked at the end of the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and but then he's like, I mean, the movie's bizarre because like he tries to bait him into killing him because he just wants to die or whatever.
Okay.
Oh.
And then
but he wants a hot guy to do it.
The movie ends with Brendan. Yeah, he's like, I touched your cock and I kissed all over your body. How will you live with yourself? And he's like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
He's like, kill me, break my neck. And Brendan Fraser doesn't do it, and eventually he kills himself.
Oh.
And then the movie ends with Brendan Fraser like showing his son Frankenstein. He was like, I was friends with the guy that made the movie.
What? This guy raped me.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah. He tricked me into having gay sex with him, and then he killed himself. And the kid's
that's
like,
pretty cool,
the kid's
Dad.
Like, Dad, is this just one of your stories? Yeah. And then it ends with like Brendan Fraser walking off in the rain like Frankenstein. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre movie. But there's one scene where he's like, Brendan Fraser is like sitting for Ian McKellen. He's like painting him again. And Ian McKellen's talking about how much better his life used to be. He's like, this place was filled with men. Just with their pricks out hard. Fully. And then like Brendan Fraser's just like, hey, cool it on the fucking homo shit or whatever. He's like, I don't have to take this. And he like storms off and walks
That's
out.
That's awesome.
And then Ian McKellen is just going into like stroke brain. And then he's like fantasizing about the pool. And there's just all of these like naked guys with their like, I mean, you're just, it's That's just a bunch of awesome. Naked men. And he's like crying tears of joy. There's all these like young naked gay men.
Honestly, I love this character.
Yeah, no, he really it's very is funny.
It's literally what this is. Literally what I'd like my elder years to be, but with fat titted women.
Yeah,
I mean, I will be doing that. Almost thinking about breasts.
It would
crying.
Be nice to have Mimi Rogers kill
almost
you.
Almost getting pussy and then sick. Having a stroke is very funny.
Gods and Monsters. That's a great. It's a cool title. I was hoping there would be like a. I was hoping there would be like, you know, battle between some kind of god and a monster. I didn't think it was.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I thought there'd be, you know, like fucking superpowers. Oh yeah, Brendan Fraser's a hot piece right here, dude.
Yeah, he used to look good.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
Ian McKellen, this is perfect for him because he probably was thinking about guys' cocks all the time anyway.
Oh, there was a time when this house was full of young men.
Hard, arrogant pricks.
Okay, isn't it bad enough that you told me you're a fucking fairy? Show you, I can't be. Fuck this! I can't do this anymore.
This is really good acting.
The guy cuts your lawn.
Holy shit!
Wait, this is where I was like crying, laughing.
That is awesome. Let's see.
Wait, here we go.
The heartwarming music. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I count 9 gay guys. They're all in the pool. Oh shit, there's some cock. There's an ass. This is awesome. Let's see some dick. Yeah! Hell yeah, that guy's. Damn, his mouth is watering. That was awesome.
Yeah, and then
dude.
it's just Brendan Fraser going to the bar being like, I made a new friend the other day.
Yeah. Wow, he looks good there.
Yeah, would you suck him off?
Brendan?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Brendo Fraser?
Not on the record.
Okay. Off the record,
off
though?
Off the record.
Off the record, would you suck him off?
You know, if I had a you know.
I'll run it as a source close
if he
to
was
Adam
a
Friedland.
Journalist, if I was a
I'll
journalist
run, listen,
and he
I'll
was
run
a source.
It, I'll run it as a source close to Adam Friedland says he would suck
Why,
it off.
Why, you think they called him Deep Throat,
Adam
dude?
Adam Fraser.
That's why all those journalists were getting sucked.
Yeah.
It was initially a bunch of gay gossips, and then they invented newspapers.
Clapham Cheeksman. That's his new name.
Who's that?
That's alternate universe Adam.
Clapham Cheeksman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What if Adam wasn't Jewish?
Wow.
Wow.
Marvel's What If.
I really would have nothing.
Marvel's What If Adam was
What If. The Marvel Protestant. What If universe.
Yeah, Adam Friedland is not Jewish.
I saw Shang-Chi from the... the Marvel Chinese universe.
See, I don't know. Oh,
wasn't that guy saying? Didn't
what
something
the fuck
happen?
Is what? So it's a Chinese guy, but his superpower is he knows karate.
He knows, no, he has yeah. 10.
That doesn't fucking make any sense.
He has 10 rings that he wears around his arms that make him good at karate.
No, you're right, Nick, because they're basically describing Jackie Chan.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we got it. How about this? Black Panther, and he's good at backing his car in the parking space. That's his superpower. Is a, he's a special type of black guy.
Yep.
That can dunk.
Yeah, he can dunk and he
he's
makes really good ribs.
He's the only black guy that, Shang-Chi should just be some guy in China getting the shit kicked out of him by other Chinese guys.
Well, the funny thing is that it was like a play to make $1 billion in China. And they're like, yeah, we don't care about Chinese shit. We want to see like real.
We
want to see real ass superheroes.
They just don't want.
We don't want to see this Chinese bullshit.
It's escapism for us. We want to go into the cinema and forget we're Chinese for 2 hours.
Yeah. What are you showing us this Chinese garbage?
They also don't want to see black people, which is funny because it's like a complete failure of like.
Right.
You know, any way to lay over, like just broadly apply like. Identity politics bullshit, the Chinese markets.
Right.
They're like, okay, well, we have to accept that they're racist.
They're like, yeah.
But we can maybe appeal to Han
in China, it's okay.
And then that doesn't work.
Yeah. They're in like, China, we can be racist. But in America, no.
I'm glad that guy's getting shit now because apparently he took shots at our boy Shane.
Yeah, and then they found Reddit's post where he was like, being a pedophile is like being
gay.
Is
the same as being gay. There's no difference.
Which he's making an interesting, nuanced point.
There was also a really good...
Now Marvel needs to do Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi.
They do need to do Shang-Chi.
And his superpower is
Shane
looking retarded.
Shane is like...
Going undercover.
He's doing his like another one of his like PA comedy tours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ends up at 3 Mile Island. And for whatever reason, he's there.
Okay.
And he's like saying chink, like in the reactor.
Yeah, into the reactor.
And he's like, wait a minute, you telling me the radiation made it so that now I'm Chinese?
Oh, he's Chinese.
Oh, wow. So he's allowed to say it. Wow.
What if he could say it?
What if he's Chinese?
Shane Gillis can say it.
But now he can say
and
it.
He's
saying
on
the,
SNL.
Saying
and
then the reactor?
And then he
Chinese? Uh-huh.
And then he becomes the gay Chinese guy on SNL.
He gets, they team up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Him and Bowen.
Yeah. Yep. Gay Chinese guy, gay Korean guy.
Bowen's like,
Shane,
I forgive
gay.
You.
Yeah.
Shane, check out this new character I'm working on.
Yeah.
Can you tell who this impression is?
Yeah. And then Awkwafina is
a Chinese guy. You're right. It's a Chinese guy. But what if they were gay?
Awkwafina is the bad guy, but she's an Asian girl that says the N-word.
She said the N-word.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
You can say the Chinese
as
stuff.
As of 3 months ago. We don't like the Chinese people are saying the N-word.
You're allowed to say Chinese stuff, but black stuff is still
How about Awkwafina? And it's Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World. He's a urban Chinese type. He's like, oh, Mr. Matthews. You know? I don't say the N-word.
Yeah.
Mr. Matthews, so me and some of my other are headed to Shan Famous Foods for lunch. You know your cracker ass isn't invited. Me and some of my other Chinese going over there. It's me, Awkwafina.
It's really funny that they asked her in like a press interview about it, and she's like, "There's a discussion. There's a discussion that needs to happen." They're like, "Why did you used to talk like that?"
Yeah,
but and she couldn't answer the question. But
she's
it
like,
is,
I was clout chasing the blacks.
Yeah, it is funny that she like doesn't talk like a black person anymore, but she kept her rap name.
She kept Awkwafina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like why.
But the thing, what does suck is nothing's going to happen to her or the other guy, Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Well, nothing would happen. Like, if, like Tina Fey could, like, get drunk. Well, maybe not Tina Fey. I'm trying to think of somebody that's maybe a little bit more current and relevant. But.
The lesbian lady from SNL.
Yeah, and this, I mean, who even gives a shit?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can, anybody, once you're, like, minted, you can do anything.
You could do anything. Right.
They cut our boy down
it's
in
the,
his prime.
It's
you can shoot,
same,
you
it's
can shoot
same,
a man on Fifth Avenue.
It's this, literally the same structure that allowed fucking Harvey Weinstein to rape for, like, rape is and has always been worse than, like, fucking saying a slur.
Saying a bad word, yeah.
Or even being remotely racist, and, like, that... Like, you can still, you can probably still get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you're rich enough.
Yeah.
If you're entrenched enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're
it's just
Asian
a shame,
enough.
Dude, you know? imagine how much of those SNL dollars would have gone into downtown Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. They would have really
they
turned
made,
it would have
had Gillis Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the factories were closed.
They would have been fucking, yeah.
They would have brought the smokehouse turkey back.
The smokehouse turkey,
at the
yeah.
Panera.
that would have anchored their restaurant district, yeah. was the Panera.
You're saying the nuclear reactor made me fucking Chinese?
But go listen, go just, fucking watch his special, by the
so
way.
So good.
And then some Philly open micer playing the doctor with like face tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're looking at the charts.
Yeah, the charts are saying you're Chinese.
You're one of the most Chinese guys we've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's the fucking charts are saying that. The latest sketch.
Gillian Keeves.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Shout out to them.
I got a rotisserie chicken 10 feet away.
That's awesome.
And I could.
You could bust that open.
In a heartbeat.
Bust it wide open, tell that DJ run it back.
But I don't want to get chicken grease all over the microphones again.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big problem.
We learned our lesson once there.
I'm excited to just go home, have some soup, sleep.
What kind of soup?
Probably pho.
Pho.
I had pho yesterday. It was great.
Mm. Lying.
Restorative.
They told me, the guys at the restaurant said, you're gay.
Mm-hmm. Where? At Hialeah in Williamsburg?
Yeah. They told me you didn't like it.
I think I'm
gay.
Pretty sure it is a lot of gay Vietnamese people working at that pho place.
Well, mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't say anything about
so
that.
They are qualified to say that.
I didn't
That's
say anything
I'm
about
saying.
Them. I'm just saying what I heard from them. That you didn't like it that much and that you were gay.
The pho? The pho was fantastic.
That's what they told me. Dude, I had great pho in Minneapolis.
Really?
At a restaurant called Quang's.
You went to a Ho Mung place?
I don't think. I don't
Do
know.
They have pho there?
They had pho out the fucking wazoo over there, brother.
Sick.
It was so good a fucking mouse ran across the floor and no one cared.
Yeah.
How Even the
pho
waitress.
For black people and it's called bra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of soup is it?
Oh, same shit.
It's the same. It's just called something else?
Yeah, Mr. Feeney runs the place.
Okay, Mr. Feeney. You know Mr. Feeney runs it.
You know
Hello, Mr. Bobbies.
Welcome to bra.
Welcome to bra. Would any of you...
It's pho from black people.
Yeah. Would any Where of you... Want some soup? Hey, ain't you Chinese? Ain't you Chinese Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World?
I'm Awkwafina.
It's me, Awkwafina. The Chinese girl uses the N-word, but I'm also Mr. Feeney.
So he is Mr. Feeney, looks like Mr. Awkwafina, looks like Mr. Feeney, mm-hmm. but he has a pussy.
You know how in a dream.
He has a Chinese pussy.
You know how you have a dream and you.
Or what is Awkwafina, Korean?
It has something like
I
that.
Think Chinese, maybe.
You have a dream and you're like, oh, you were in my dream, but you were a completely different person.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You're weaponizing dream logic for this bit.
Sure. Weaponizing. That's a word we hear a lot these days. Mm-hmm. Weaponizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about you got to weaponize the pussy.
That's so true.
You don't even stop.
You got to accuse somebody of rape.
You don't even stop to think about what that means. This Nicki Minaj shit's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She said her cousin's balls got too big from the vaccine.
Fine. Whatever. Who cares? But the fact that, like, Jen Psaki is like, we've sent an envoy out to Nicki Minaj to
They're
correct her.
SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, to correct her thinking is like... You know.
Yeah, who gives a fuck what Nicki Minaj says about the fucking vaccine? Yeah.
Well, no, we need influencers behind the vaccine. You don't understand. They actually reached out to us.
Did they?
To promote the vaccine.
Nobody
yeah.
ever reaches out to me. They know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Fauci reach out.
I'm pro-vax.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fauci's such a hot piece of fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would love to just fucking bend that little motherfucker over, spread his ass cheeks wide.
We're sending information package to Aquafini so that they don't make any more comments about their cousin's balls. There's nothing's going to happen to your balls when you take the vaccine.
I feel bad for that guy.
Who, Fauci?
No, the guy who lied about his balls getting big.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. Is he getting his shit blown up?
Is he?
You think it's a real guy?
Yeah.
Because he said his wedding's off because his balls are too big.
Yeah.
That's my favorite detail of the whole thing.
He's impotent.
That the
and
woman
his canceled,
canceled because his balls got too big.
Now what happened to your balls?
Starring Richard Gere and Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My balls too damn big.
Balls too damn big.
I typed it
the
up.
The balls is too damn big.
I typed it up and sent it to a couple of group chats, but I had an idea. I was sitting with Steven for lunch for a movie, and I think you could do it. But it's called Me Play Joke. And it's, you got to get Matthew Perry.
Okay.
It's a romantic comedy.
And it opens, Me Play Joke, okay.
And Matthew Perry's like a, kind of like a mid-tier, like, you know, municipal worker in the state, in the city.
Okay.
And he's out to dinner at Kanji Village with some, you know, friends from college and work celebrating the death of his son. He releases him from child support, which has been hanging over his head for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And he hasn't paid any of it.
Right.
And he's like,
how does that work? If
that debt is gone. I don't know it, you know.
Wow.
And so he's celebrating. And he's he's also 10 years sober because that's the drinking led to his divorce. And he's like, I can celebrate. You know, he's like, fuck
it. Celebrate
you
could
have one.
He's like, yeah, let me get some, get around the sake. And they're like, that's Jap. This is a Chinese restaurant. He's like, I don't fucking know the difference.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you.
And yeah, and so at dinner, one of his coworkers is like a Vietnamese guy, and it's his mom's birthday or something. And he's like, gosh, he's like, I got to take this call. Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone, and he's like, Chong Rak Ning Dao Wei, you know, and then Vietnamese. And then Matthew Perry's drunk, you know,
right?
And he hasn't been drunk in years. And so he's like, oh, Wola Bawa, you know, like making fun of.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, stop, stop. What
chill,
the fuck
dude,
are you doing?
The fuck?
And then a Chinese woman, you know, like at a table over, like turns to him and she's like, Ching Bao Wei Lao Bo Ye, you know, like starts speaking to him in Chinese. And he's like, I'm really sorry. I was just trying to bust my friend's balls or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, it's just your Mandarin is remarkable for a non-native
speaker.
Well,
your accent is perfect.
Wow. He's like, it's perfect. And then he's like, you know, he's like, oh, she's like, call me sometime. And she like gives him his number.
Right.
And he asks his friend, he's like, was I speaking Chinese? And the guy's like, I'm Vietnamese.
Again, I'm Vietnamese. Yeah. I don't know. Sake is Japanese. Yeah. I'm Vietnamese. I'm not sure
I have no idea. And then so he takes a chance and he calls the lady and, you know, they agree to like meet up. And she's like, so like. Yeah, it's incredible that you speak Chinese. And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, she says something to him in Chinese and he doesn't like, he like tries to respond. He's like, bing. And she's like, what? You know? And then he's like, oh, excuse me for a second. Yeah, he has to get drunk. So he gets drunk. He goes in the bathroom. He's like, you can do this.
Right.
You know, and they're at dinner. And he gets trashed in the bathroom off like hand sanitizer.
Right. Ian's fighting style.
Yeah. And he comes back out and he's like, ah, boujing, you know, and she's like enamored and he's like speaking Chinese. And then so we have this whole like scene where they're kind of like building this romance together, you know, and he's speaking Chinese and his friends are concerned. They're like, you know, Matt. Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Perry, you're drinking again.
The character, not that you know, it's the true story of your life.
He's playing himself.
Yeah, he's like, they're like.
He's playing himself from 20 years
earlier. Yeah, they're like, dude, you're a complete fucking alcoholic. That, like, this is like really worried about you. And he's like, hey, I'm finally free of this bullshit of my past life.
My child is finally
dead. I'm getting Asian pussy for the first time.
I'm in love.
I'm in love, and I'm not going to let you
and
fucking...
And I know Chinese.
I'm not going to let you fucking faggots rain on my parade. And they're like, it doesn't make sense that you're speaking Chinese or whatever. Yeah. And then so, like, the romance is building, and then one day he goes to her apartment to see her, and the apartment's like, you know, he like knocks on the door and it just opens and it's like completely empty.
Oh no.
And Wei Ling is gone.
Oh no.
And he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, you know, did she leave or something? So he's like, I gotta write her a note. So he runs to like the corner store and gets a couple of like little airport shooters.
Yeah.
And so he starts drinking and then
Like he's like as he's drinking out on the street and he's writing this note, like all the street lights go off. Oh, shit. Like everything, there's like a whole blackout in the city and he's not thinking about it. He just scrawls a bunch of like, we see him scribbling some Chinese nonsense on like a, and he just wedges it in the door. And then he's like really drunk. So he just goes home to sleep it off. And then bang, 4 a.m., doors kicked down, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. And they're like, where the fuck were you last night? You know, like, And then he's arrested and thrown in jail. He's like, what the fuck did I do? And then he's arrested. Wei Ling turns out to be a Communist Party spy.
Wow.
Guy was getting him drunk and exploiting. He got his access to the, like, his municipal power grid.
Right.
They could destroy the power grid in New York.
So he didn't know Chinese.
And on top of that, he finds out that he does, in fact, still owe child support.
Wow. The debt doesn't go away because the child dies.
Because the child died. So now he... And the ex-wife has already gotten a lien on us, so his money's gone.
Right.
Oh, my God. Everything's falling apart.
And then he's sitting in jail, and, you know, his friends are like, well, we don't know how to help you, dude. Like, we warned you. It's like, we got to look out for ourselves. We can't be talking to you because you're accused of treason, basically.
Right. Which you get the death penalty for
and
that.
And he's in his cell, and then an Asian woman comes in dressed, you know, in, like, a lawyer's suit.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, Wei Ling? And she's like, no, my name's
no, I'm a public defender.
You're a public defender.
I'm Taiwanese.
Yeah, I'm a completely different person. And he's like, what's going on? They're like, well, you know, you've been, like, accused of, you know, she tells him what's up. And, he's, you know, and she at first she finds him to be like this boorish alcoholic. And then she's like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty stupid and racist to think that, you know. And
yeah.
He's like, and then he's like explaining to her, he's like, I didn't do this. He's like, you have to understand, all I ever wanted my entire life was to get pussy from an Asian girl.
Right.
And I'm like, I've been a fucking loser forever.
Been a loser. Mm-hmm. Been and a father. Friends has been off the air for 6 years at this point.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking
all
drunk.
All I wanted to do. And then, you know, and he's like, yeah, I feel like, yeah. So, yeah, to a certain extent, like, you know, I'm a fraud. I get it. But, you know, and then she tries to relate to him, you know, that her grandfather had to pretend to be Japanese to get around the Chinese Exclusion Act.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, it's like you do what you got to do.
Right.
And then he's like, what's the difference? And she's like mad, and then he's like, because they're all beautiful. And then she's
wow,
I think I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with this guy. He must be innocent.
Right, of course.
And then, so the state's like key piece of evidence is the note that they have him leaving on Wei Ling's door,
right.
You know, which proves some collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is like, so it sort of looks like Chinese, but it's like it doesn't make any sense.
They can't tell what it says.
They can't tell.
They think it's code.
And so he takes the public defender out to Kanji Village, and where they went the first night.
Right.
And she realizes that he's their menu items from Kanji Village. That he sort of just.
So drunk. He sort of can speak Chinese.
No,
when
he just remembered a couple of characters.
Okay. In his subconscious.
And then she proves that it's just the menu from Kanji Village or whatever scrawled on there, and he gets off.
And no child support either?
And he just ignores it. he doesn't ignore it. What it turns out is that Tina, the public defender, her family is a bunch of Chinese billionaires, so just lives off her, and he decides to keep drinking.
That's awesome.
And then we close on, it's a year later, and he's like meeting her, he's like going over to her parents' house and taking off his shoes and just speaking like perfect Mandarin.
That's awesome.
He's drunk. And it's called Me Play Joke.
Me Play Joke.
Sorry,
and
Matthew.
And what's the titular joke?
What?
That he was fake Chinese.
Yeah.
Wait, Nick, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is any part of that, if you look inside of your own soul, is that a fantasy for your own life, perhaps?
You don't understand, Adam. I'm not a yellow fever guy.
I'm just saying, like, you know,
but you do
been
love
sober for a long time. You haven't had alcohol
it
for
does
a long
seem
time.
To scratch a lot of
you,
itches.
You love
check a lot of
Chinese
boxes.
Culture.
Well, in any artist, yeah, part of themselves.
You're sharing.
Certainly part about falling off the wagon and then the moral at the end of the story being that you should continue drinking.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, it's not, honestly, it's not that much different than the best part of your life is when you live with a Chinese family.
Uh-huh.
And then this way you could marry into it and be part of the family forever.
Yeah, you don't have to be a mid-level bureaucrat like you are right now.
Yeah.
As this is a government podcast, of course, that we're working
of
for.
Of course.
This is the government.
This is the government. Classic. Show me your pussy.
You must send pussy picture to vikramgovernment@gmail.co.in.
Fine. Oh, fuck. That's good, man. Me play joke was good. So who are you thinking for, like, Sandra Wu and Awkwafina?
No.
Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, there's just somebody named Sandra Wu, isn't there?
Probably. Check the phone book.
There's somebody named Sandra Wu.
I made a post.
Oh, hell yeah. I went on my phone and it's still Mimi Rogers' breasts.
Oh, cool. You should make that your background.
I might.
Here's the poster for it.
Nick, I think this is a is an incredible three act.
Yeah,
film.
I guess it's not. She's not an actress.
So that's Tina, the lawyer. Okay, that's Wei Ling.
Wei Ling looks like a K-pop star.
And that's Matthew Perry in the middle.
Wow, wow, she's really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an actress named something Wu.
John Wu.
Constance Wu.
I think maybe. No. That sounds right.
Yeah, that's her name.
Was she from?
She's pretty hot. I don't know.
Wuhan?
She's all fresh off the boat.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she is pretty hot.
Yeah, what's up?
Damn. So I gotta make a decision.
Oh, and she's got a fat white boyfriend? Are you serious?
No way.
Yeah, dude. Ryan Katner? Who the fuck is that guy? Mm-hmm.
You should do a movie called My Big Fat Greek Penis.
That's true. I would need prosthetics.
No, if you did it, that's you should call your special that.
My Big Fat Greek Penis. The same font. I can see if I get Nia Vardalos to direct it.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Damn.
You could do a sketch at the beginning.
Adam's director name is Needham $4.
Needham $4.
Yeah.
That's good. I just want to see
what decision do you have to make?
Oh,
he's a screenwriter.
I have the 2016 like the 12-inch MacBook.
Yeah,
which is honestly I think like perfect for like it's like a
before they made them all the Pro.
Yeah, before they were all the Pro or the Air. There was like that period where they just had the 12-inch MacBook, and it's like perfect for writing.
Yeah.
And it's gone through 3 hard drives now. And now it's like completely out of fucking warranty. They let it slide last time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fucking latest Apple update fried the hard drive.
You don't have Apple Care anymore.
Well, you can't get, I don't think you can get Apple Care. Like, they'll only let you extend the warranty once.
The new MacBook Pros are really good.
But I don't need a MacBook Pro. I only use a laptop for writing.
For writing.
And, like, the iPad sucks.
Yeah.
For, like, I don't like
that.
Just
get a little fucking notepad.
What do you mean?
Like a Lenovo.
Oh.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Like Chromebook.
Well, I got to go to the Genius Bar, and I don't know if I should just drop, because I think they max out repairs at like $500. But with those, it's like the hard drive's like soldered onto the fucking logic board, so they basically have to replace, you know, everything. So it's like, do I pay $500 for another hard drive in that thing that I know it's going to kill in 2 years? Or do I fucking just spend $1,000 on a fucking MacBook?
Just
here?
You're rich, dude. Just get around a MacBook.
I don't know.
That's also the nice thing about
it also
being
has
rich.
A sentimental value, I guess.
That's true. You've watched a lot of guys have sex on
that
screen.
I've watched that scene from Gods and Monsters so many times that I destroyed the hard drive.
That was an awesome scene.
Yeah.
The
music
good.
Was like,
you fucking hit me with this homo shit. Now I'm just a guy that cuts your fucking lawn. Just knocking the coat rack.
The editing, the acting, everything about it.
The guys in the pool
perfect.
Were acting
the guy's
really
cock.
Good. Yeah. He had a nice cock. Yeah.
And the other guy's ass cheeks were pretty nice.
The diving board guy?
Yeah, I don't know. You saw somebody's ass cheeks.
If you guys are at home, you should
If I had to rank the nudity
that.
We saw today, I would say Mimi Rogers number one.
That's number two.
The guy's penis number two.
That's fair.
The guy's ass number three.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's a good power ranking. I'd have to concur.
Yeah. And I wanted to rank the other guy's ass higher because, you know, push comes to shove. If I got to fuck a guy, I'm going to fuck his ass. I'm not going to fuck his dick.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You're not going to fuck his dick.
The guy's cock was really nice.
It was nice.
So oh, I have man. To give him his due.
Tom Cruise got pussy for Mimi Rogers.
Awesome.
No, that's fake, dude. That's I thought real. He doesn't get pussy.
Shut up. You're mad that Tom Cruise is the me of the show. Is the me. If we were all
the short autistic man, you're right.
The star whose mission is impossible.
Being straight. That is your mission. That is your mission impossible. Damn, let's see who else Mimi Rogers fucked.
What if that's you, a great what game. If you found Adam Friedland on that list?
Yeah, we would know. The only list we'd find to Adam Friedland on
Schindler's.
No. Yeah, I guess that works.
Damn, every picture I see of her, I want to fuck her in a different. She's 65.
In a different costume. Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Chris.
Good yeah. Lord.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're huge. She
if you're just joining us, we're listening.
Oh, Tom Selleck. Hell yeah.
You're listening.
Oh, Emilio Estevez. My girl got some top
good
flight dick,
him.
Dude. Mm. Tom Cruise, Tom Selleck, Emilio Estevez, solid.
I mean, it's so funny. Like, this is this X answer. Mimi Rogers getting her giant breasts massaged. And it's like, what possible? That doesn't need to be in any movie.
I disagree.
It's not adding
I
to
mean,
the
I'm
I disagree
they, I'm
wholeheartedly.
Glad they did it, but, you know, it's not like if Mimi Rogers had some, like, A cup tits, they wouldn't be like, okay, everybody, it's time for the breast massaging scene. They were like, you got to write that in. We got to have a breast massage.
I think her big I mean, movie look. Was something where she gets a lot of cock.
What? She had a movie where she yeah, it was the movie was called Full Body Massage.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's
I could just so easily jack off.
She's naked. Yeah. Mimi Rogers.
Like, without that's any like, hesitation.
It's so funny to look at porn and be like, I could so easily jack off.
I would so jack off to that.
But you know what I mean? You see some fucking nude scenes, and you're like, all right, whatever. This this is cool, but it would be a bit of a chore to jack off to this.
It's
you know
so
what I
funny
mean?
That they made a movie.
But that is pornography.
Yeah, this is a movie about a masseuse that gets pussy off of a girl with big tits. That's
I'm going to awesome. Piss real quick.
That's so funny. This guy looks like Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, that's
the guy. Oh, Bob she's Odenkirk. In a threesome?
Dude, hell yeah.
Wow. It looks like she's in a threesome with Jim Carrey. Who is? Oh, it's the same actor. Hot Sex and Naked Pics, ex-hamster.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Some guy named Dodi Fayed.
Yeah, that's the guy that died with Princess Diana.
Yo, Mimi Rogers is fucking Eskimo sisters with
Princess
Diana. Oh, what the fuck? She's
and
got good pussy, dude.
They should make a beanie baby with big ass titties.
They should make a beanie baby with big. Yo, Dodi Fayed got a lot of good pussy.
Yeah, dude. He was
Princess
a playboy.
Diana, Daryl Hannah.
He was a Muslimic playboy.
Kelly Fisher. Mimi Rogers, there's a Julia Roberts rumor.
Oh, you know that's true.
Let's see. Michelle Pfeiffer, are you kidding me, this guy?
Dude, I'm glad he's dead, all right?
Brooke Shields?
That's all the hottest
what?
Girls. That's all the hottest girls of the 90s.
This is fucking wild, Tanya wow. Roberts. I mean, these bitches are fucking, so the fucking Princess of Monaco. Tawny Kitaen? This guy fucked a bitch from the Whitesnake video?
I thought she...
Barbara Streisand? What the fuck kind of list is this?
Wow.
Oh, my
God. He's the GOAT.
God.
Honestly, why were we sad about Princess Diana and not
been,
this guy?
We should have been sad about Dodi Fayed.
One of the best pussy getters of all time.
This guy got incredible amounts of pussy, and this is just the famous ones we know. Imagine the non-famous dime pieces this guy fucked.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. They're probably hotter than the famous ones.
Oh, Dodi Fayed. R.I.P., you fucking pussy-getting savage.
Wow.
And he fucked Daryl Hannah the same year he fucked Princess
Elton
Diana.
Elton John should have made a song about him.
Dude, absolutely.
Good.
Dude, you missed all the girls Dodi Fayed fucked, dude. We're going to read them again for you while you're
Dodi who?
Dodi Fayed, the guy who died with Princess Diana.
Yeah,
this man was getting
crash.
A ton of... He fucked Mimi Rogers.
Maybe he was getting his dick sucked by the driver of the car.
That's probably what happened. The driver of the car was giving him roadhead.
It's
and
his fault.
Princess Diana
it's
was
all
like,
his fault.
No, you know what it was? The paparazzi... The paparazzi were trying to get into the car to suck his dick.
Wow, because he's that hot.
You really should be doing that.
What are we driving there, mister?
Dude,
he's like, do not ask questions.
I love this guy, dude.
I have to get pussy. I have to get a man's mouth pussy.
Wow.
I have to get pussy from a man's mouth.
How do you have that much time?
Imad El-Din Muhammad Abdel Manaim Fayed, better known as Dodi Fayed, was an Egyptian film producer and son of billionaire Muhammad Al-Fayed.
Yeah.
Genius. If you're the son of a billionaire, become a producer.
100%.
You're going to get so much actress pussy.
Much pussy.
Good God, this man was a fucking...
I saw a movie recently where it said his name in the opening credits. And I was like, I didn't realize he was a movie guy, dude.
Let's see what some of his movies were.
This picture is very funny, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Or can I have some pussy, please?
Wow.
Oh, dude, he was the executive producer on Chariots of Fire.
That's the movie I saw recently.
What if we call it Chariots of Pussy?
Chariots of Pussy.
We call it Chariots of Pussy.
That's a great question.
And they get pussy from a beach.
This guy.
Oh, dude, Hook. My man.
Yeah.
Executive produced Hook. Okay, The Scarlet Letter. Starring who's in that fucking bit? Demi Moore?
Damn, look at his sister.
Is she a good bad bitch?
Damn, this is fucked.
Oh, she's hot.
They call her Diana Princess of Wales.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't that fucking bad.
No, I know.
I mean, she wasn't like in shape. Yeah. But, you know.
Her body's barely cold.
What does Dodie's sister look like?
She's a 10.
Really?
Titty Fayed.
Yeah.
Where's she at? I don't find her.
This is the sister of Dodi Fayed has spoken out about the fateful night. What? Camilla Fayed.
Camilla.
She's probably old now, but in 97 when the
Fucking Dodi Fayed's uncle is Adnan Khashoggi. The
fuck is that?
The guy that was fucking...
Jamal Khashoggi?
No, Adnan.
Who's that?
He's a businessman.
Yeah, dude, they're all proper business.
Oh, I guess his whole family is all... Yeah, okay.
His dad owns Harrods, the department store, I think.
Dude, Camilla could still fucking get it. Although it looks like she's had a lot of plastic surgery. She doesn't. Dodie's got a kind of a.
Yeah, Adnan Khashoggi was like one of the richest people. But I guess, yeah, this is just like a rich family.
Yeah.
Well, look, all I'm saying is.
Camilla's still fine.
Yeah. I'm jealous of Dodi Fayed's life. I would die. How old was he when he died?
Dude, if
you get that much kind of top shelf pussy, I would die. How old was
you? Know what I bet, dude?
42? Absolutely.
If he knew about you, he'd be jealous of you, too.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
I think so.
I think Dodi
has a much better life than me. Pretty cool, man.
Not to Dodi.
I think his is a little bit better, but damn, Camilla Fayed.
Camilla Fayed.
What's good?
It's Matthew Perry, and he's on the Jersey Turnpike, and he works for fucking Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
As an accident and malfunction investigator.
Mm-hmm.
So he stops at Cinnabon. He's with a coworker, and he gets to Cinnabon. He opens up, and he goes, "Kind of looks like a black lady's pussy." And there's a black lady in line behind him, and she's
like, "Oh,
she's already
no.
recording." She's like, "Oh right. no!" He goes viral. So he starts drinking again.
is this a sequel to Me Play Joke? Yeah, yeah.
Is this in the Me Play Joke cinematic universe?
It's a spiritual sequel.
It's a spiritual sequel. I like
what you do is you start off with a picture of Matthew Perry looking as bloated and disheveled as he is.
Absolutely.
And then you reverse engineer a reason for it.
Yeah.
That it has to be greater than Friends ended and I'm just a guy with millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish
that it's not fucking 1998 anymore.
Yeah.
It has a better reason than that.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, pal, it's not 1998 for any of us.
That's true.
None of us get to live in those years anymore.
Yeah. I'm not playing Super Mario 2.
Imagine not playing Super Mario 2, going to see Gods and Monsters in theaters.
Getting to see that guy's cock on the big screen.
Getting to see in that world that's like pre-internet where you're watching that absurd movie, you're somebody with a sense of humor and you're like looking around for other people to laugh with.
Right.
And they're like, oh, he's gay. Oh, gay stuff.
Right.
You know, and they're just having like a sincere moment while Ian McKellen smiles.
Smiling at cock.
At like fucking, like
remembering
fever dream penis parties in his mind. While Brendan Fraser's like, forget you, pal.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the bricks. I've had enough of your little homo song and dance. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Fuck yeah. That would be nice. Okay, so he's getting drunk at the Cinnabon.
Oh,
or yeah. Something.
He said, and then he goes viral and he kills himself. And that's the movie.
that's awesome. Speaking of tits, Amanda Peet has big tits.
Yeah, I remember the whole nine yards.
With Matthew Perry.
With Matthew Perry.
To bring it all full
circle. Those were very formative tits.
I remember as a kid, that was like my discovery of magical thinking, because I remember seeing Amanda Peet in Saving Silverman.
Yeah.
And being like, why can't I beat off to this? It was like trying to find a way into like a secret facility, you know, but there was, and then the whole nine yards, I think, came out after that, or I just discovered it afterwards.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, she better be naked in this
she
movie.
She better be fucking naked.
And then she is, for no reason.
You manifested it.
I actually never saw the movie.
Yeah,
I just saw
it's out of a out of a window, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's in a, she's in the hallway, like she's above, at the top of a flight of stairs.
Right. I remember it's someone looking up at her and she's topless.
I think they're on the same floor.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm. But that happened and I was like, then the Lord must smile upon me. I have inherited this pair of tits. All right, tits. But I tell you what, in retrospect, they're probably not. Yeah.
They're all right.
They're kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I remember being like,
listen,
being 12 and being like, those are the biggest tits.
Those are the best.
She's got regular person
breasts. They're fine.
They're not movie star breasts.
They're circles.
They're not like Alexandra Daddario. Those tits are like fake.
Well,
awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
Or Mimi Rogers, for that matter.
She should kill herself.
Oh, I hate her.
Listen, Amanda Peet, if you're listening, don't kill yourself. Come put your titties in my mouth.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh,
she's like, she's behind this railing. It's like,
Let me
see.
Very famous.
God damn it. I can't fucking hold anything anymore. My motor skills are deteriorating.
Right. Yeah.
I'm dying, folks.
No, her tits are, I like, they're pleasant.
They're good.
They're good.
If you want to write into the show and give your opinion.
Yeah.
It's P.O.
We're going to take a poll.
She gets fucked in the show Brockmire? That's awesome.
We should watch it.
I thought that was a comedy show.
I'm sure it's pretty funny. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's more of a joke. Mm. But you could kind of see, like, the side of her ass.
Damn, look at Matthew Perry. He thought he was going to live like that forever.
I know, dude. Whatever.
I'm going to turn into fucking Gollum. That shit's going to be awesome. Just like huge bags under my eyes. I'm going to start wearing paddy caps. I might even get my ears docked so they're pointy. Just have them extended and just to look like a fucking goblin.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And maybe I can see your breasts. Your breasts.
Yeah.
Give me your breasts. Let me see your breasts.
I just have a little lantern I carry around. And I use it to look at women's tits in broad daylight.
Yes.
Just holding a lantern up to women's tits. Uh-huh. As they're on the train.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. More. They're like, can you cancel him for that? I don't. How would you report this?
Yeah, where do you report him to? Yeah.
He lives in the sewers.
Well, he lives with mole people, and he was holding a lantern up to my breasts. well, let's see it.
That's about it.
Yeah.